Now in his 10th year as the conductor and music director for the Santa Rosa Symphony, Bruno Ferrandis has consistently programmed interesting and sometimes challenging new works alongside the familiar classical repertoire. This year, the local orchestra has scheduled world premieres of two new pieces that they commissioned. The first of them, titled Pax Universalis, will be played three times over the coming weekend. It was written, the French conductor says, by a highly regarded New York-based composer named Mohamed Fairouz.
This guy is hailed by the New York Times as an important new artistic voice, by the BBC World News as the most talented composer of his generation, born in 1985, so he's very young. It's incredible to have this person in Santa Rosa.
But Fairouz says his work is very much grounded in New York, as he explained in a profile for the BBC television series Collaboration Culture.
I'm always composing in my head, no matter what's happening. I'm always, always at work. And I'll be walking down the street and I'll see something. There'll be a tremendous bustle of activity and it'll bring ideas into my head. I just take it from there. And then the work begins.
Fairouz's commission from the Santa Rosa Symphony originated about 2 years ago, when Ferrandis was contemplating a concert program themed around the idea of peace.
I said, why not invite that person, Mohamed Fairouz, to write a piece for us, a piece about peace? And it's what he did.
The themed concert later became something a little different, and so too did the new work, at least as Ferrandis hears it.
When I first looked at the piece, I told Mohamed, you didn't write a piece about peace so much as about joy, because it's a piece full of joy, full of rhythm, unbridled joy with a lot of enthusiasm. It's not atonal by any means, very tonal, very rhythmic, very pulsative music. It will definitely be a success.
Born in America to Palestinian parents, Fairouz explained in the BBC program how he brings a bicultural perspective to his compositions.
As an Arab American, I feel that my musical vocabulary can access both Western forms and Eastern forms very naturally and fluidly. So one can write a symphony in which you use the microtonal inflections of the Arabic voice, but at the same time, with all of the knowledge of the symphonies of Beethoven and Mozart and Haydn behind you. And so the development of classical music is no longer the domain of dead white men.
That less familiar tonality is also present in Pax Universalis, but that's just a small part of the challenges involved in introducing a new work for the first time.
First is the technical challenge of being able to play that music, because you hear the music of a composer and then you receive his new composition and you wonder whether you're going to be able to play it and to play it well. That's the first challenge. The second, of course, is to explain where the piece comes from, to explain the language for the audience, because each composer brings in a new language. As an interpreter, you have to make it clear to the audience, and that's the challenge.
Ferrandis and the Santa Rosa Symphony will do it all over again next April when they premiere a piece by another New Yorker, Dances and Dreams of Dionysius by Daniel Brubaker. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.